Dude.
Because I see what you're trying to do with the gym and everything, bro, and it's like it's hella different. You never heard of Dog Pound?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have homies from Dog Pound, and they're on that shit, bro. They're
No,
like
well, they
the.
have a whole PR
It's
team.
mainstream as fuck, though, dude. It's
Yeah,
mainstream as
but they
fuck,
have
yeah.
a
They
$100,000,
do, yeah.
$200,000 budget for that team.
It's all influencers, too. It's all fucking influencers.
Yeah.
I used to do a valet parking for the hotel where the trainers parked their car, so I ended up networking with all of them, and like they would always just show me. I do fucking crazy. They just are on it. The social media shit's real. TikTok is like the shit too now. I've been trying to do TikToks. I've been trying to get back into vlogging on YouTube, but I don't really know personally. I don't really like showcasing my life like that a little bit now. I'm a little more low key and shit. I didn't want people to know I was even doing this brand. I just wanted to be behind the scenes. But later, my friends kept, everybody kept telling me, and I was just like, now I'm putting my face on it. The podcast, I'd never wanted to be the one doing podcasts. I'm very
Yeah.
low key, man. To me, I'm chill. I just rather be
No,
behind
I
the
don't give a
scenes.
fuck,
You know,
bro.
huh? No, see, you can't. Yeah, you can't, bro. You can't. For me, I just, it's like wanting to just get like out of my comfort zone. So it's been a lot like me getting out of my comfort zone with this shit. And I've been like the podcasts have been, they actually people watch this shit. When I was in the vlogs, they had people, they started to recognize me in my college and shit. And I was like, that's what I stopped though, because I felt weird. And I was like, oh, like that's
Nah,
tight.
you gotta keep
I was
going,
like, that, yeah,
dude.
no, you do, man. Yeah, it felt tight, but I was like, fuck, I felt
How are you supposed
weird.
to impact the world behind the
Nah, that's
scenes?
true, bro. That's true, man. It's about making fucking like a change in the world, bro. See my little book collection and shit on the side?
Yeah.
My fucking shoe dog.
You
I
like
have
my
a,
library? You like the library you put up?
yeah, no, I'm very into reading. I have a shit ton of books down there too, bro. I have a whole collection of books. I usually trade a lot of books with my friends. We're very,
Murari was hyped.
we're
That's
very,
basically my library. That's,
yeah, that's
if you
tight,
read
man.
that,
Yeah,
you know what's in my head.
it's knowledge, bro. It's knowledge, bro. It's brutal knowledge. You got to carry it with you. It's, I mean, it's hard to practice it, dude. It's hard to really carry the knowledge with you and practice, like, and keep it consistently. I'm gonna be like so 100%, but I think that's life. I think at the end of the day, like, that's what life is. Like, you need to practice, you need to keep reading, keep practicing, keep like staying influenced on the right things. It's who you hang out with, bro, as well. Like, it's,
Yeah.
you know, I believe in that 100%. I had to cut a lot of people out of my life a couple months ago, starting the year off too. Just, it wasn't like, I go based off of energy, dude. Like, I'm very good at feeling energies and shit, and I just go based off of that. Sometimes you could be wrong, though. You gotta just give shit time. And that's one thing I learned too, especially like being young and then, you know, doing the brand and then kind of like being out, like out and about different scenes. You meet a lot of different people, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
that's kind of like, you know, you just learn to kind of gravitate towards like what makes sense, what doesn't and shit
Yeah.
inside, if you know what I mean. I'm
Yeah.
sure you felt it, like you have felt it with the gym and everything,
Well,
with
it's a
people.
little different at the gym, especially for me, because of where I sit at the gym.
Yeah.
So that it's just different. I kind of think of it a different way. You either have to run in my frequency or get out of my way,
I
is
like
the
that
way
though
I
too.
think
No, I
about
like
it.
that too though.
You can see that, like, if you look at how I
Yeah,
run
I
the
fuck with
gym, you're
that,
like, yeah, that's you either have to be on board
yeah.
or you're just not here.
Yeah, no, I feel that
But
100%.
that's also what I think keeps
Yeah.
the gym together and
I can see how. No, 100%.
kind of protects the energy
Yeah.
that I want there.
I can see that. How'd you like gain that type of momentum, like attitude? Like,
I think it was as a kid, like I used to throw parties as a kid,
oh,
and I
yeah.
like well would know how to create an environment that everyone would have fun in.
Yeah.
So I used to throw parties, just being in sports, being good at sports, being ASB vice president, being just always in spotlight. I don't know, I just always felt like I understood what needs to happen in order for
Yeah.
their,
To get everything going and flowing.
yeah.
That's tight. See, now I was the
It's
one
a
who threw
little bit
parties.
of a control freak.
No, 100%.
Because I want it to be a certain way.
Yeah. But you're
Like
getting it
even the
done.
photo shoot,
Yeah.
like, okay, boom, 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 boom,
Yeah.
get
No,
here,
I
get
saw that.
out.
Yeah, I like the
Let's
how
get
you
the
were like
fuck out
that.
of
Yeah.
here. Also, I'm antsy, so I'm like, I
Yeah.
don't, what are we waiting around for? Do we get
Yeah.
the shots?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Next
Job
spot.
done. Yeah. 100%. No, I saw you
What
were
the
like, I fuck
hell?
with that though, no.
So I got other shit to do. I gotta go pick
Yeah.
up my kid and then I gotta
Yeah.
study and come back to teach class
100%. 100%.
in 12 hours.
You're on it though. See, I was one of the kid who threw parties too and all that shit, but like I just kind of been, for me it's been like just different, bro. It's been different. I usually, for me it's hard to kind of like keep that control sometimes, and like more it's been, it's a balance, bro. It's fucking, it's finding that balance, dude. It really is, bro. That's tight that you have found that though, and I see that you're like, it's, you carry that energy with you though, and because of that energy, like you said, you're keeping shit together, you keep shit aligned. Like you
Yeah.
need to, like that's the attitude I feel like 100% you need to have. You know who David Goggins is? Yeah,
He's funny.
some David Goggins shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking. I
Nah,
laugh at the shit he says. I'm
it's
like,
really funny
yeah,
though.
I kind of think like that. And people
Yeah.
think I'm fucking
I'm
nuts.
calling you Juan Goggins, bro.
Yeah.
Juan Goggins. What really has like fucking what has influenced you heavily or tremendously, whatever way you want to put it. It's like one of your biggest influences.
My family, my parents now, especially getting older, just looking at like the dream that they were kind of chasing for, and really just observing people trying to create a journey and a story for themselves.
Yeah.
And that kind of motivates me to write basically my own fucking story. Like, I want to go down, and like, when you remember, like, damn, this motherfucker was nuts. Like, I'm gonna try to jam today because of people like him,
Yeah, 100%.
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, during quarantine, that whole Jordan series, The Last Dance, I was fucking hyped,
Yeah.
right? Like, that's how I feel
Yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
People ask, like, how do you get up out of bed so goddamn early?
Yeah.
Because I wake up at 3. I was like, I'm fucking fired up for every goddamn day.
Yeah.
Like, the shit I get to do that I call work is fun.
100%,
Yesterday we did a
yeah.
photo shoot, and today we're recording this.
I know, huh? It's a
And
nice
all day I
feeling.
basically hang out with my friends, and I was like, my wife and I were talking.
It's a
Like, wow,
blessing,
we don't
man.
really like
Yeah.
want to go out because I already hung out with all my friends.
Yeah.
I'm burnt out.
It's
I'm
like
trying
day's
to go
done,
nowhere else.
that's tight. That's a blessing. No, that's a blessing, bro. I feel like that's like everybody's goal, to get out of like, you know, whatever they're at working, to be in their passion, and to be working like around constantly, you're around friends, you're constantly around like just good people. It's good energy, bro. You know, you're making money, you're doing your thing, you're with your family. It's a balance that you've picked up, and that shit's a blessing, bro. Not everybody gets to have it, I
Yeah,
feel.
I'm just not really trying to do anything that I don't want to do
Yeah.
in a very selfish way. Like, we don't have that much time, and I'm not going to try to waste my time on something I don't want to do.
What
Is
would you
a
feel like, what has helped you find your balance, I would say?
I think a cheat that I always talk about is because I observe, I'm like, how come some of this or a lot of this is easy for me? I mean, it's tiring, it takes work, but it's not super difficult for me. And I think it's just having a family and kids.
Really?
Like, it just helps. Like, yeah, there's only one option.
Yeah, no,
I
hundred
only get to
percent, yeah.
do it this way if I want the story of my family to go the way that I want it to go.
100%. 100%. Would you say so? Family is like your biggest influence, you would say? Yeah.
Yeah, like seeing
Yeah.
my wife happy, seeing my kids happy, seeing the people around me happy. Like, if I can't help provide that to everyone else, what the fuck am I doing?
No, yeah, that's right, man. That's right. What do you see? Like, how big do you want to take Sorta? What's like, you want to franchise it? You want to keep it?
I
You
don't
haven't really
think
thought
so.
about
I
it.
like
You could franchise it, man.
the small intimacy
Yeah.
of it. And it being a home base for other things that happen.
100%,
Like other brands that grow, and other really like just the younger people to do something. Because I remember, like, and I think it's a big help. You may have felt like this even younger, frustrating. Like, I have all this passion, and I just get frustrated
I still feel it today, bro.
and angry at the world.
No.
But if someone gave you the light of like,
Yeah.
hey, do it like this, like,
100%.
damn, I could have got there way faster
Yeah.
with less headaches and more help. And now I feel like I'm in a position to do that. So I like the small, intimate size of it. Because really, it's the having a gym isn't my own and only end goal. Like, I think it was proving that I can have a brick and mortar spot, which, you know, is fucking way different.
Yeah.
Doing the whole process and having it, and having to see it grow. The other things that I want to grow is, like, I want to grow the podcast. I want to grow what I've been starting to do with like mentoring and coaching with the Patreon. And one of my other goals right now is coaching a pro level team.
Pro level team? Oh,
yeah. Shoot. So, I mean, with that, it just takes up all the time anyway. But I needed a home base. That's the kind of the seed of everything else that I want to do. Some things that I don't know, tomorrow I can come up with some other shit.
Yeah.
I know. My brain is always going.
I know, because you had mentioned to me the coffee shop to that one time.
Like the coffee shop as an example. More business ventures to where once you set it up, it's running.
Yeah.
You know? 100%. I don't have to be hands-on at that point.
And also, you just keep, like, you know, you keep streams of, you know, blessings coming as well.
Yeah.
Income is good.
But I like the idea of, I've always thought about, like, I think of our parents and maybe people who need opportunities or younger students, guys, girls, someone that's trying to make it in the world. They're like, if I can figure out how to create job opportunities, why shouldn't I create job opportunities?
100%.
If I have some skills and know enough to be able to set up camp for others, then why not?
I seen in the email that you guys sent out yesterday, the scholarship stuff, that's really tight. No, that's cool.
For
the
gym membership?
Yeah, that's cool. It's tight. Yeah. You're like creating blessings on blessings, man, for people. That's how it used to be, bro. What's a little bit about that? Like, how's the program with that? Like, you're doing with the gym, the scholarships?
So right now, pretty much, the first one kind of started with me starting a study hall at the old spot. And it was just kind of like, hey, bring whatever you're reading or studying. And if you need help, let me know. There's a lot of smart people in the room. These are all college educated people, people who have really good paying jobs. And then opening it up to where if you're 18 or younger, I'll just comp it, but we gotta go, like, go back and forth, have a combo here and there. What the fuck are you doing? How are you growing? How are you challenging yourself?
Yeah,
little checkup. And if you don't show up, you're also kicked out.
Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of that first one.
Yeah, the accountability.
For I guess adults or regular membership, the rate right now is $200, and for what you get, I think it's a pretty dope deal.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of stuff.
But I decided to include that if you need a scholarship, say for example you're a student, we could talk about it and really, hey, well, what can you afford that you're still gonna value? Like this is an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
But I can help you on, right? Yeah, with tight, the return of like, hey, you gotta push.
Yeah.
And at some point, you gotta make it to the level. Making that level, I'm not really looking for the money. Is you proving it to yourself that you can, that you made it.
That self-accountability. You're trying to show that, like, self-accountability for, like, everybody.
You show your work. You showed your worth in the real world instead of just, like, me or the community holding your hand the whole way. Yeah. That's not going to teach you anything.
You it's know? Not, no,
the world is rough.
It's a real world, actually, man. It is.
And I'm the one taking all the risk.
Yeah.
With the family.
Yeah.
And everything on the line. So, like, if I can do it, help me out, too.
Yeah. 100%. It should be like that, 100%. That's really tight that you opened the scholarship, though. When I seen that, I was like, that's tight.
Yeah.
That's tight. I know you started the What's the Water Torpedo on Friday.
My buddies are friends with the guys that run it.
Yeah.
So, I've seen them post it. And then Al B, who goes to the gym, he was, like, the first member, started posting that he was going. And I kind of knew the guys that were doing it. So I was like, all right, let me see if I can go and I can make it. And I don't know if you grew up swimming, but I didn't.
Then I didn't.
I grew up running.
Yeah.
Like, I've probably been in the water, I don't know, less than 50, maybe less than 100 times in my life.
You don't surf?
Is like,
no?
I've never surfed. I mean, I can make it to the other side of the pool. I can not drown, but not fucking killer swimmer.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. Low key, I kill it at the gym, right? So it's like the gym's easy.
Yeah.
Soccer's easy.
Get lucky.
I'm like, all right, well, let me see. Let me see what's up with the pool. I know I'm a suck at the pool.
Yeah. Have you been doing it?
I've been doing it every week now because I got murked. Yeah, and I was like, dude, I got to get better at this.
Yeah.
That this is, and it's nice being in the water.
Yeah, no, it's different.
And the other win is, I got like a breathwork practice, and I've been doing breathwork at the gym,
it's
right?
Good practice, yeah.
So this is for real. practice.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
And this is not like you can cheat and then you can breathe through your nose. Now you're underwater and you're playing football underwater.
You guys are playing football underwater?
Dude, it's tackle football underwater. It's
That's
tackle
funny.
football underwater.
I'm about
These
to
guys,
go check it
Rich is
out.
a water polo player. There's like ex-Olympians.
That's crazy.
There's surfers. And dude, I'm getting smoked.
That's
Just like a
crazy.
new person coming into the gym
Yeah.
feels, that's
Yeah.
what I feel in the water.
Really? No way. That's
I get wrecked.
crazy though. I'm about to
I
check it
got
out.
picked last today.
Really? Oh shit. That's cool though because I feel like you're familiar now with getting out of the comfort zone, huh? Like for your own
That's all
self.
I do.
That's 100% tight,
That's all
bro.
I do since
Yeah.
I was a kid.
Really?
What is the worst, hardest thing that I can do? I'm gonna go do that.
You always choose that option?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it should be,
Military
man.
branches?
Yeah.
I gotta go to the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Were you in the Marines?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, shit, man.
The time to wake up and train, let me do that time. The I did an accelerated EMT course. Which
Yeah.
one's the shortest one? 1 month? Let me do that one. What's the worst option right here in my life? Okay, I'm gonna quit my job while I'm about to have a second kid. During a pandemic, let me make that one happen.
And you did it, huh?
And I did it.
Man.
Swimming suck. Let me go
Yeah.
try it.
That's good though. No, you keep consistently like taking yourself out of that fear zone because I feel like that's what it is, bro.
Well, because I put myself in it so much. And it's something that I like to talk about. As a kid, you need to go do that as often as you can because it only gets
Yeah.
harder. So now, even though it's pretty high risk, I feel very comfortable and I trust my skills and my decision making and the speed of it. But I wouldn't have it if I hadn't put myself in shitty ass situations.
It's a shitty situation that put us in the best path, bro, to be
Yeah.
honest. Like, I'm gonna say 100%. It's the shittiest paths that really do create the best paths for us. Little do we know. Like, sometimes I know we don't want stuff to happen or stuff out of the, out of nowhere happens, and you're like, fuck. Or you're questioning so many things, but that could be the blessing in disguise that you just needed.
Yeah.
But that's good that you keep yourself consistently, like, changing and wanting,
You have
grow.
to.
What time do you usually go to sleep at since you wake up so early?
I try to go to sleep at 9, but I have a wife
Nine.
and kids. Sometimes it's 10. On the weekend, I try to make it to like 11
To 11.
just to hang out with them.
Do you pay attention a lot to your sleep habits?
No.
No.
Go to sleep, wake up, go.
Yeah.
I don't have that
Don't do the
option.
RMI, the
I
like
don't
whole
have that
track.
option. Nah.
I feel that. Has it been harder having like a newborn? He's newborn? Or how many?
Yeah,
Yeah.
5 months.
5 months? In five
No, my
months.
wife kills it.
Yeah.
No.
That's tight. That's a good balance then. That's a good team. It's a good
It's a
team.
good team.
It's about having like, your girl and then
Nah,
having
she
a
crushes it at
team.
home. I but I gotta go.
That's good. That's
I gotta
good.
run.
And you guys are able to both
But
balance
we've been
it.
together for such a long
How
time.
long have you guys been together?
Since 2009.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Dang. I joined high school. I was in high school
So
2011, 2012.
yeah, so we just clown on everyone else and I go, good luck.
Yeah, no, it's good though.
I
Dang, how would you say you guys balance like such a strong relationship? Especially like, yeah.
just well
How do you do it, man?
I think at first it was we both really love our kids and I don't know that sounds dumb,
No, it sounds
but it makes
straight,
it easier.
yeah.
There's like a common bond and there's like a very high purpose for the daily action.
Yeah.
Like
Daily
I
high
just
purpose
don't
for the action.
go dick around all day. Like
Yeah.
everything that I do is to potentially make money.
100%,
Right? Like you see me every day pretty much now.
yeah.
Like he's fucking doing this, either he's quiet or he's goofing around, but he's fucking doing something.
Yeah, on the laptop, yeah.
Or on the phone, he's talking to you, but he's on the phone or yelling at you.
Yeah.
Fucking Tony, sit back on your butt, bro. You're squatting to your
The
knees. Open up your stance. Motherfucker, you gotta open up your stance. You're so narrow all the
squats.
time.
Man, bro, I gotta. It's a practice, bro. It's a
I
practice.
know. And now you just feel each other's vibe.
Yeah, that's like
It's parenting, parenting, and then when it's
parenting.
like, hey, there's time for each other,
Yeah.
time for each other. Okay, back to parenting.
How was it for you guys in the beginning? Like, because I feel like I'm a say it's hard, man, when you do like a lot of stuff and you're trying to like do like 20 million things and you have a relationship or like, your things going on, your school studies.
How old are you?
I'm 23, man.
Yeah, so I already had my kid by then.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
So 1 year, I didn't really have an option. Like I don't know what it is dating as a 20-year-old. or an
Damn.
adult. I don't really know what
So
that
you're already
means.
off from the start from like get-go, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, I already surrendered.
I probably
The
gave you
number
the
one thing I would
advance.
say is, if you want to be in a relationship, you have to surrender.
Yeah. That's probably the most realest quote of the day.
You're
Surrender.
out, bro.
Nah, it's
Especially if you're a
100%.
dad, you're fucking out. You're the last on my totem pole. No one gives a shit about you.
That's true. Just
Baby goes
surrender.
first, wifey goes second, and then you're last, dude. So you gotta
That's
make
good,
them
no.
happy, and if you make them happy, they
You're
leave you
happy.
alone.
Yeah, no, you're happy. Because you're just
That's
chilling.
that, but that's just my opinion. I
Yeah,
don't know if everyone
no.
would agree. That's my secret.
I would say having probably a kid at a young age super helped you get like that push. Because I even, like, honestly, I've thought about it, like, man, should I have a baby? Maybe it's gonna help me advance me to be all the possibilities time 20. And I'm like,
You have no option.
nah, but then you have like, it's just other stuff coming to the factor, you know what I mean? Under that. So life's a journey. You gotta just kind of figure your path out. What really got you like into the gym, like into just wanting to be. Because I know you told me you're pretty athletic, you played soccer and everything. What got you sparked to wanting to open the gym?
I saw other people doing it and they fucking suck. And I knew I could do it way better than them.
Yeah.
And I think, sounds dumb, but everyone thinks of a gym too much of as a business. And I think of it as a
You see it a
community.
lot. No, you see it a lot, man. Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you guys treating people like this? Like dumb shit, like being petty. Like, hey, did you pay for that? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I like
People are gonna rob
that,
you if you
man.
do that shit.
Yeah.
People are like, you do self-checkout, you just trust
Yeah.
everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's tied of you, though, too, man. That's one thing, too. I was
Just
talking.
all the trust here. Fucking do whatever you want. And what's gonna happen?
You have to have a big heart, though, man. You do. I could tell you have a big heart, Juan. Like, you have to, going into all this, you have to, because it's hard,
And
bro. It's hard.
what's logical in my mind is
Yeah.
that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
All the other way doesn't make sense. Like, imagine me trying to sell you PT every day you came into the gym. Bro,
Yeah.
I'm a fucking leash. Shut up.
Yeah.
No, I don't want any PT.
That's true. Yeah.
Not like chasing you down for a credit card.
Yeah.
Hey, your contract's gonna be due.
Yeah.
It's just some petty ass shit. Like, you're missing the substance of the, like, what the relationship is. Like, the funny thing is about the gym, I can't make anyone work out. Can't convince you to work out. You either want to go or you don't want to go.
Yeah, no, especially at the gym. You either want it or you
So
don't.
I can the best marketing is, I'm just gonna show you what we do, and then I hope that innately and some deep desire comes in with you, within you, and that you want to come. But that point, by that point, I already won you over.
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure you've like being around at the gym has been like. I'm sure it's energy, man. It's energy, like you were saying, you were posting about it the other day. It's energy. It's a like, what's the proper word I'm trying to say? It's like motivational. You feel you go off of that. So I'm sure like being at the gym for you has been more of a push for you every day, and then meeting everybody. Your friend Mark that you had me go in the car with, I know he's LAPD. He told me, I was like, it's tight, man. I've been meeting so many people, bro, at the gym.
Yeah,
Everybody's dope. Jared, you're
Jared.
dope, bro. Everybody's been
It's
cool.
crazy.
Yeah,
Like, think
no.
about it. Everyone when you meet, you're like, you do what?
I know it's crazy. It is energy, bro. I was telling my girl that I was like, it's crazy because I've been meeting a bunch of rad people. I'm like, it's sick. I feel like everything is based off just you, man. It is based off of you, your aura, your energy. That's tight that you got going with the gym, and you got it going, and you want to branch out to other things, and you're not just sticking solely to the gym. Now you're trying to you're already
Yeah.
looking at like where's that? Are you
Well,
like
the
that?
dopest thing is like Paola's thing that she made up.
Yeah. Were
And
you
I'm like,
guys co-collab with that, or she like had told you like I want to start
well,
like
she
doing
did the
this?
first one.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to talk to me about it. And I was like, well, do you want to do it by yourself or do you want my help?
Yeah.
What do you want? She said, well, can you help me? I was like,
Yeah.
yeah, just let me know. I'm going to let you know. I'm hard to work with because I move fast. Can you hang on? She's like, yeah, deal with it. So she's just been dealing with it
Yeah.
and been
Now
jamming.
you're getting it through, pal. You are. You're doing it. I see you grinding. That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing.
She adapts fast.
No, I can
So I'll give
tell.
her some feedback, and then she's like, all right, learn that, next step, learn that, next step, learn that, next
Yeah.
step.
You're literally building a whole community, like of just like people, man, like a whole like network system. You are, and that's what I've been seeing having the clothing brand. I was having a conversation with one of my good friends the other day, and I'm like, it's really like a whole network of people. It's like a whole community of people. It's like, it's once you pay attention to that factor, I feel like it's different though having a gym because, it's more, it's people's body, it's physical. People go there, they want to feel better. They go there to, I go to feel better, but I go there to, fuck, I want to get better. It's just a whole ass thing, and you got that running, and now you have other stuff coming, and you're already plotting like what's next. Like I can tell you already like what's next now. How would you say like what's been one of your biggest things, man? Like that was hard for you to get through, but you learned from it, and you got to like outgrow even more of yourself.
Well,
It's
the
really
first
pushed you.
obstacle was kicking my partner out in the beginning. But I felt like that was gonna come anyway, to be honest. Everything's gone as planned, really. Can't really complain. I don't know if, 'cause I tell myself everything's gonna go wrong, and then it doesn't. So then I'm like, oh, it's all right. Well, I got by with that. Things that juggling. I think juggling is probably burning myself out.
You
And
feel like you burn
just.
yourself out sometimes?
Nah, I think I do a good job of like, okay, I need to pull back. I need to disappear.
No, I feel
Right? Like, too
that.
many days in a row, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm fucking smoked. I need to rest or I need to sleep. So I'm always playing with fire. Like, okay, how far can I go? All right, I need to rest. Come back.
I found myself doing that a lot too. And for me, it was because I'm usually everywhere, man. I'll be in Newport Beach to like all the way from Hawthorne to downtown LA. Like, and
Yeah, you
I tell
drive a
everybody,
lot.
everybody's like, dude, like, I'm never here. I'm really never in my apartment. My roommate, I barely see him. I see him in the nighttime. He's like, what's up, bro? I'll just come, I'll shower, I'll talk to him a bit and just chill. It's a lot, like, a lot of it is to not burn yourself out because I feel like doing so many things, it's so fast, it's so easy to burn yourself out, especially being in LA. It's such a fast, like, paced. Like city, you were born. You're from LA, right?
It's Santana.
Santana, yeah, Santana. How far is that from
It's in the middle of Orange County.
Middle Orange
It's
County?
where all the Mexicans live.
Plus, you're not even that far from LB, then, huh? From Long Beach.
Nah.
Yeah, you're on this side. What brought you out towards Venice?
I went to school at LMU.
LMU,
Yeah.
yeah. You played soccer in LMU, huh?
For a little
A
bit,
little
yeah.
bit. How was playing soccer at LMU?
It was tight. I kind of took it for granted. Like, I was playing and shit and just always been on dope teams. So I was like, all right, well, what do I do now? Well, it was cool. I wish I would have done it longer. I do regret not staying with it and trying to play pro, but this is me playing pro right now, I guess.
You're going home run now, bro. You're going home run now.
I'm trying.
You're playing ball completely
I've
now. You
been
are.
up to this, it's just building the base of everything. I feel like I finally have a base.
It's building the foundation, right?
Yeah.
The
Like
foundation.
now I have 100 people to where we go, hey, I need all of you because we're gonna go mob over here. We have 100 people, that will just show up when we need them to.
And
And
that
like there's
entire.
power in that. Like I can't wait to go to the Fit Expo and just be like, who the fuck are these guys? Who the hell
Were
are
you
you?
plotting it?
Like,
I
and
saw.
just put a couch like this just as a booth.
You see it already too, huh?
Just to be a dick. Who the fuck are you guys? Oh, we just have a gym. What do you guys do? We work out like the rest of you. But we're just normal people.
When's the Fit
It's
Expo? Around what time is
usually
it?
January.
January?
Yeah. So
January 2023.
last year was when Kobe died. February? January? End of January. Yeah,
January,
so I competed in that one, in powerlifting, and
So
we had a
competed.
booth for my old gym. This year skipped. So hopefully next year we can go.
You want to take you want to have a booth at Sorta?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Sorta.
For sorta.
That's tight.
Don't sell shit, just have a couch.
Yeah, just couch. Take that
Just stunt. Just fucking stunt.
iconic
Put
couch.
the
I can see
backdrop up and
that.
just put like a little sala on
That's tight.
the
That's tight.
table. And then just if anyone comes up and asks, hey, we got this gym over here.
I like how you have like you just take that confidence. I feel like you take that
Don't give
confidence
a
with everything.
fuck.
Yeah, no, I like that. You have to have
Everyone's just a person.
that, man.
Like, I've been
100%.
lucky now to hang out with really like high level fitness people and just like celebrities. And you're like, y'all just fucking people, huh? And you fucking people that really believe in yourself.
Yeah,
I can do that
100%.
shit too. Give me that mic.
Do you feel like in the fitness world, do you feel like it causes a certain stereotype? Or would you say it depends? Do you feel like, well,
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck at the same time, right? Like everything that I'm doing does not fit.
No, it's different. It is different.
Even though we nerd out, like you see all the books and all the stuff that we talk about. I'm like, damn, you guys really read this, huh? I think it's lame. I think it's so superficial. There's just so many gimmicks. It's like I think it's silly. Lots of gimmicks, lots of vanity. I just like the people of it. I think I've come to learn that I like the people of it. And usually people are after the super jacked. But I'm more after people's efforts.
People's efforts,
Right? Like look at the gym. Look at the gym. It's just we all a bunch of
that makes
fucking
sense.
outcasts that just like to be there.
I feel like 100%, bro. How would you say, where do you see yourself, like, not even including just like besides Sorta, where do you see yourself as a person 5 years from now? I mean, shit, I see that a lot of shit, bro. All the possibilities, man.
I see like the other small business opportunities being created. I guess this is on the business side. Like I really like the idea of setting up other, like my mom's meal prep thing, the coffee shop. Inside of my craft, I want to be on either a D1 collegiate performance team or a pro
It's
team.
hard. That's hard.
And then the parenting thing, I'm thinking like business wise, personal wise, and then my craft. The personal and parenting's always there. Like my littlest is gonna be 5 and my oldest is gonna be 11. Right? So that's always just a blessing of having my own business is I get to choose. Like I'm gonna go to school today. I'm gonna go to your classroom because I want to. And just like being there. Because in my head, the only thing that matters is just watching them grow up.
And they grow so
Like,
fast too, man,
yeah,
huh? They
like
do,
tonight's turn up is
yeah.
gonna be getting faded.
Yeah.
My wife started tattooing,
Oh,
so she's
really?
gonna tattoo the all money in,
El Conejo,
and then we're
huh?
gonna watch WandaVision, and
That's
like
sick,
that is
man.
fire
That's
in
living
my like, dude,
life.
I've been looking forward to this Friday night right
I feel
here.
that.
Like,
I feel that. No, I feel
how do you
that.
top that?
Yeah, how can you top that, man? It's quality time, bro. It's quality
Yeah.
time. You can never replace quality time. I have a
Maybe
saying,
you should
man.
have a kid, dude. Well,
Don't
'cause
put me on
like so like the
one.
difference is, and I see a lot of you guys 'cause there's a lot of young cats at the gym now, is like you guys go home and you have too many options. So you don't know, you're
That's
like
funny.
stuck. You're like I can go out, I can stay in, I can bring a girl over, car over, whatever. I could work, I could study. There's too many options. I only got one option. And that option is hanging out with my family on a Friday night. So it's like it's almost easier.
It's just like magnetic. You just go
Yep.
there,
Like Saturday when I'm done with work, family time. Sunday they know I gotta work all day because I gotta prep. That's where you're like, if you text me, that's when you'll get a text back finally from the week. I'm caught up in email, my schedule, what podcast I want to do, what content do I gotta do. Meet with Paola. I'm now gonna meet with Mark. Is all the programming done for the gym? Is there any opportunities for me to follow up with someone who was interested in the gym? The blog thing that I have a Patreon, the studying that I've been doing, and then my meditation cycling that I do in the morning, all on Sunday.
Well, on Sundays,
Right? Like that whole thing has to happen. And just keeping my cool. I'm good. I'm Gucci.
How do you find your emotional balance for it all?
I don't really
That's like
have
the biggest,
emotions. To be honest, like I don't really get sad or depressed or it's either
I
fucking
see that now.
it's go time, it's happy time, or I'm tired time.
I see that
It's low key.
now.
So I don't know how I've compartmentalized that
That's tight,
or just
bro.
like sect it off, but I'm a fucking zombie. I don't really.
At this point, I feel like you got used to just being so fast paced with everything, huh? Like boom, like to the point, to the point, to the point with everything. Like you just go get it 100.
Yeah.
That's
So
you.
it's actually like I try to have feelings to express to my kids and my wife.
I feel
That's
that.
harder. So I don't know.
You're learning. You're like kind of relearning kind of a bit, right? You
Yeah,
could
like how
say.
to be compassionate. Just other.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of stuff, bro. It's a lot of stuff that lie in that factor
Yeah.
of all that shit,
Like it's easy
because,
for me to provide,
yeah.
but then like hard to tell me, for me to tell you how I felt about you doing something, I guess. But not really anymore.
Yeah. You're doing it right, though, I would say, man.
Like I try to be direct as much as I can all the time. Like you'll see me snap at someone at the gym and in front of everyone. Out of like love though.
Of
Like what
course,
the fuck are you doing, dude? You said you were gonna do this. Don't you said you were gonna do the podcast? You haven't posted in 3 weeks. You're whack. I'm gonna call you out on it. And you're like,
Remember
fuck.
you texted me or you told me on IG, you're like the podcast. I was like, oh, I got you, brother. Let's go, let's go.
Well, because if you lose me like 2 or 3 times, the people around, like they've been around me longer, you'll lose me. And you'll forever be in my shit list. And
No,
I'm like,
I feel that. I
I
feel
don't trust you anymore.
that. Because that's how I am, honestly, too. No, like I'll tell people, I'm big with accountability, bro. Like accountability is the biggest thing. I feel like it goes back a lot. Everything goes to accountability, like how you are with people, how people are with you. You tell see people a certain thing, you know. I just stay quiet. I don't need to say anything. I just observe. I'm very observant. That's how I am. I've learned to just be very observant and just kind of, you know, keep pushing, bro. Keep pushing. Just kind of detach what you don't need to have attached, and you just, you know, observe, stay
Yeah.
quiet. And accountability is like the number one thing, bro. Accountability is real. How people, you know, how people are, how you are, and most importantly, though, that shit's fucking real. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see the gym heading, bro? Towards the end of the year, you want a same location? You want to grow bigger?
No, I think we're gonna stay there for a little bit. I like the incognito. I would like for it to grow like 25 more people,
25.
and then we'll just shut it down
How
like
many
it.
people is it right now?
About 100,
About
so
100?
like 125, I think would be cool.
Let's cap.
Like I want every class to be packed, which is not right now. And for it to have a good flow all the time, it makes sense in my head, and you're there, so you get that part of it. I want it to be a hub. It's cool because I see more and more people working from there, and that's kind
I
of
haven't
why
seen that tonight
I like
when
the
I go.
setup in the
That's
front,
tight.
right? Like, it sounds like I'm a dick, and yeah, I got an ego, but I forced the gym to have the energy that I want,
No, that's tight,
right? So I
bro. You
set it up to where,
manifested
like,
that, dude.
this is gonna be the spot right here where everyone sets up with a computer.
That's cool. That's cool.
And like, you have your board, right? I have that in my head. In my head, probably 10 years ago, I was like, I'm gonna drive a douchebag truck. And I'm gonna have my two sons in the back, and I'm a fucking gym.
So would
As a
you,
kid, I would write all over myself. When I grow up, I'm gonna be yadded up all the way to my
yeah,
neck.
it up. I like
And my
that.
slow, surely, I'm just jamming.
It
The
started
next one
happening.
that I have in my head, dude, I just fucking see this is like my house. So like, just been looking on Zillow, and me on a. On a high level sports team as like the director of performance, and having the gym and having the podcast and just doing all of those things. Right? Like my new mentor Gunnar Peterson,
Gunnar Peterson.
this motherfucker does all those shit. Right? And at that point I'll feel like I also have more funds to have a media person with me, right? And it's like it makes jobs easier. I can start to dish out things that take up my time and move faster and bigger. And kind of help wherever I can help.
Would you say you believe in manifestation then? Alone, that word?
Yeah, but I force the shit out of it.
I say that's what it is though,
I
no?
just
You have
fucking
to force
force the
it. You have
shit
to
out of
force
it.
it,
Like,
bro.
I'm not just gonna put it out there and then, like, oh, I hope something happens.
You put in the work for it, like you
I'm
try to
gonna fucking put it out there and I'm gonna jam.
100%.
I at least know I'm gonna get there at some point. So it just. I just start jamming on it and just put it into my pile in my schedule. Okay, at this time, this is what the shit I got. Like, even picking up shirts, it's in the schedule. Hey, where's a hole in my schedule during the week that I can go pick up shirts, go drop them off, right? Because sometimes you'll see me like not even talk to me. I gotta go. I'm just jamming.
Yeah, and I see you
Sometimes I
focus
got more
too.
time and I like clean and try to put some shit back and then I jam. You see me, my gear's going. You know?
It's a lot of the gear, bro. It's a lot of the gear going. What would be like your best piece of advice to anybody who's like a young, because I feel like you have a big heart for the youth, bro. Who's starting a business, entrepreneurship, or anybody, honestly, any age or
I think
anybody?
the first thing you should aim to do is try to learn a craft, whether it's personal training, taking photos, editing, building tables, electrical, cutting hair, being a barber. I always thought
Yeah.
was dope. Doing
Being a
tattoos,
barber, I can see you.
some sort of craft that will help you, because it's going to teach you a lot. It's going to teach you a lot about business. And as you grow up, one of the first things you need to do is build hyper awareness of the world and the people around you.
Hyper awareness.
Like, how do other people feel? How do people react to your presence? How do you feel in situations? Like,
That's big, yeah, that's big.
where do you fit in this room? Or my old school self is like, would even rank myself? Am I higher on the ranking in this room, or am I lower? Is it my time to shut up, or is it my time to take over the room? Like, just knowing that,
Yeah.
I think is very helpful. And just sometimes you're big fish, sometimes you're little fish. Like,
Yeah.
literally in the water, I'm little fish. When I'm hanging out with the ballers that are making millions of dollars, I'm little fish. Shut up and learn. Big fish, the roles are reversed. Hey, let me help you. Let me teach you what I know.
Yeah.
So I think diving into something you're really interested in, whether it be fucking making paint, be the best goddamn paint maker for tattoo ink or some
Yeah,
shit.
yeah.
And then you'll start to realize things that you like. So now, like in my head, I'm like, yeah, I got fitness, but during that whole time, now I learned, well, I went to business school, but I also learned hands-on business. So like when we're doing the small business coalition thing, a lot of these things are like obvious to me that other people haven't thought of yet. It's not their fault, they just haven't
Yeah.
had time to do it. But I think learning a craft early on helps with that. Like having a clothing brand, that's why I pushed Zion to do it.
Yeah.
You need to go learn and mess this up. I
Yeah.
want you to
You do
go mess it up. Go mess up
it.
a bunch of
Yeah.
shit. That's
Yeah.
the only way you learn.
That's true, man. Through failure, bro. It's all through
So choose
failure.
the
It's all
craft,
through
dig
failure.
into it. Because of the process of going through the process is what gonna teach you all this shit.
Do you feel like COVID brought a lot of more businesses?
For those
Entrepreneurs,
motivated people,
yeah.
yeah.
Because I would
But I also
say,
think I think it was good. I think it was good because it force people to bet on themselves. The only person that they could count on is themselves. And I always have viewed it that way for me. Like, the government's not gonna pay for my retirement. Another company isn't. I'm the only one in the driver's seat.
yeah.
And I know I
That's
can
true, man.
control it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, it forced people to like take responsibility or
Yeah.
more responsibility.
Tell just accountability, responsibility.
Yeah.
Then I feel, because I have a lot of friends now who are doing businesses. A lot of my homegirls started doing the eyeliner stuff, eyebrows, lip stuff. So it's been cool though to see everybody on this
Yeah.
grind now. That's why I started my business consulting stuff, because a lot of my friends usually ask me, they see me with the brand doing my stuff, and I'm like, shit, I'm not even anywhere. I'm still trying to do my shit. I'm like, I guess, like, shit, maybe my life's gonna be another little side hustle for me. I take it as a side hustle, because my shit, I do music, bro, on the side too. I do music and clothes. That's my fucking what I'm trying to do. But it's been a lot of a blessing throughout COVID. It's been a blessing, a bunch of, I know a lot of stuff has happened, but it's been a blessing in disguise for a lot of people. So I would, my best shit to everybody is keep going, keep doing your thing, keep hustling, believe in yourself 100%, because it doesn't stop here. You just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Every day you can get 1% better at what you're doing already. Find your balance and shit. That shit's real. I want to thank you, bro, for coming on to this episode.
Yeah,
I
hell yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank
You
you.
guys, please tap in with Juan Sorda. I'll leave everything in the description. You guys could tap in with him. I'm
Come
asking
work
you one real
out.
quick question though, bro. What does all
Yeah.
the possibilities mean to you? That's like the grand finale question.
There's no limits,
Yeah.
right? And I think the reason I said learning a craft also allows you to at one point full commit. Like, just I just personally dove into the deep end
Yeah.
and am living the, there's no limit, there's no, there's all the possibilities available to me right now because of the balls it took to go and do that. So you're in your control of your seat to create all those opportunities and
Yeah,
possibilities.
it's an ongoing cycle, bro.
But you need to have some fucking skills. It's not just gonna happen because your fucking little heart desires.
No, 100%.
Sorry.
100%. Discipline, bro. Discipline and get your shit going and stay focused on what you're doing. You gotta put in the work, man. At the end of the day, it comes down to putting in the work, no matter how hard it is. It's not gonna be easy, but you create your path to all the possibilities by actually getting that shit done.
Yeah.
Thank you though, brother, for coming
Yeah,
on this
hell yeah.
episode. You guys, please tap in with everybody. Check out Sorda, tap in with Juan. I'll leave everything in the bio. Thank you guys. This was another episode of ATB Sit and Talk. Much love.